The second movement, subtitled Ethereal, from the Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra by Peter Lewin. Isaac Bustos was the guitarist with the Moores Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Franz Anton Kreger. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. We're featuring an artist profile of guitarist Isaac Bustos. In 2015, Isaac Bustos and his fellow members of the Texas Guitar Quartet were joined by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet and the Austin Guitar Quartet with Vocal Ensemble Conspirare with soprano soloist Esteli Gomez, directed by Craig Hella Johnson, in the world premiere recording of a piece titled How Little You Are by Nico Muhly. Isaac Bustos spoke about Nico Muhly's music.
He looked at text from 19th century Texas women. You know, it was basically a lot of these diaries. And then the title of the piece, How Little You Are, came from one of the entries where, like, this woman was just looking up at the stars above and look how little we are. And I remember recording it very vividly because it's my favorite moment of the piece. And it's when Esteli Gomez, who is the lead soprano, sings this line, and it's just unbelievable how beautiful it is and how she sings it. Because I remember when we did the recording, you know, I was with Joe Williams, was sitting next to me, and I remember looking over at him and he's fighting back the tears, and I'm like choking up a little bit too, you know, and this is just one moment, because I remember Joe was just like, oh, I'm not going to cry, right? And then in the recording, we have to hear this moment because, you know, you don't just record it once, you record it a bunch of times. And it was beautiful, but also incredibly difficult. And Esteli was like amazing. She nailed it every single time. And we're just sitting there recording it over and over, you know. And I remember this time I was sitting next to Joseph. And I remember looking over at Joseph and Joseph, this is amazing. This is beautiful. I think I might cry. He didn't say that, but, you know, this is what I'm imagining he's saying in his head. Because I'm sitting there doing the same thing going like, oh, God. That's basically the genesis of the piece, is this 19th century diary entries from all these women. And that's the text for the whole thing.
An excerpt from the larger work titled How Little You Are by Nico Muhly for mixed choir and three guitar quartets. That featured the vocal ensemble Conspirare, directed by Craig Hella Johnson, with soprano soloist Esteli Gomez, and the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, the Austin Guitar Quartet, and the Texas Guitar Quartet. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Texas Guitar Quartet member and guitar soloist Isaac Bustos. Isaac Bustos was born in Nicaragua in 1975 and moved to the United States with his family in 1988. Isaac Bustos spoke about his early years in the U.S.
I had a dream. Like, my dream was to be a guitarist when I came here. And because of the economic situation, like, that I would have to give up on that dream, and my parents were definitely not able to afford it. But I will tell you that there were a lot of people along the way who were incredibly generous to me. Well, I'll give you an example. So the only reason I was able to continue guitar when I first came here is because in middle school, they had a guitar class. And so my mom signed me up for that because I wanted to keep playing guitar. But it was not classically focused, I guess. And so the teacher there noticed that I could already play a little bit, but I was playing things that were like not what they were doing in that class. And so she saw my talent, my ability, I guess, and how much I loved it. And so she introduced me to the guitar professor at that time at the University of Miami. And that was Renee Gonzalez. I remember she says, well, listen, this is the teacher there. Her name, I want to say her name was Mrs. Hightower. Mrs. Hightower says, listen, I have set up a meeting, and I told her, I was like, well, listen, we don't have any money to pay for these lessons. And she goes, oh, I know. She says, but I've told him that you're very talented and that if he thinks you're talented, he will give you free guitar lessons. So my mom drives me to this little school that he had. Of course, he taught at the University of Miami, but he also owned a little music academy for kids, you know. And so I show up, I play for him, and he says, okay, great, come back next week. And so I get out of the room, and my mom's like, well, does he know that we can't pay him? It's like, and, you know, here's my 13-year-old me, you know, like, I have to go back in there and ask Renee and be like, sorry, but my mom says we can't pay you, you know, like, but, and he says, oh, yeah, I know. Just come back next week. Don't worry about it. And he gave me free guitar lessons till I got into college. Caprice's Opus 20 by Legnani, performed by our featured artist Isaac Bustos. Next, we'll hear him performing a piece titled Guajira a mi Madre. Here's more from that 2024 interview with Isaac Bustos. That piece is written by Nico Rojas, who was a Cuban composer, and he was part of a movement called the Feeling Movement, F-I-L-I-N. But it's, of course, you know, it means the Feeling Movement. And basically there, the main characteristic of that movement is sort of combining Afro-Cuban rhythms with jazz and other things, you know, even like show tunes. And I heard that piece actually for the first time in Miami. I was playing a gig actually with a good friend of mine, Rene Izquierdo. And he, you know, he started playing this piece and I was like, what is that? You know, and he's like, oh, it's just this Cuban piece, you know, that I guess in Cuba, like kind of everyone knows. And I just fell in love with it. It's just such a, it's very catchy tune, great rhythm, you know, this Guajira rhythm. Ba, 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 ba. But it's like a 6/8 over a 4/4 kind of thing. And I just loved it.
Isaac Bustos performing a piece titled Guajira a mi Madre by Cuban composer Nico Rojas. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring an artist profile of Isaac Bustos with him performing Verano Porteño by Astor Piazzolla. But first, some final thoughts by our featured artist, Isaac Bustos.
One of the things that I've learned in my time as a guitarist, especially in the teaching, in that I think gives me a benefit and is a benefit to my students, is that, yes, of course, there's all these foundational rules that you can give a student, like in terms of technique and musicality. But I feel like my job is to help them and guide them to find their own voice. One of the things I remember as a student is that you would go and play for a teacher in a master class or your own teacher. And if you played something that you thought was cool, they would tell you how bad it was or something like that. You know, like you, I'm sure you've had that experience.
Oh, and when have I not? Yeah. You know?
And we all do, right? Like, but, and that's sometimes that's a really good thing. But I always find that there's always a way for you to maybe mold that idea in a different way. And I feel like that that's something because of my own learning experience that I like to give the students. It's never like that's a terrible idea or that doesn't sound good. So, you know, I always start the conversation with what exactly is it that you want to do here? And of course, I'm there to guide them and be like, no, no, that's probably not good. So let's not do that. But, you know, but there's always room for the student to have their own voice. And then you help them mold that idea into what really it is that they want to do.
closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we just heard our featured artist Isaac Bustos performing a piece titled Verano Porteño by Astor Piazzolla. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations, and our other projects include television content for PBS stations. Our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances in hospitals and hospices, and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. This radio program is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
SF 90.9.